B-Pod Studios.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Bryant.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Rose. Morning, Rose.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, you're an interesting case because she has a test for her boyfriend. Not just any kind of test.
Not the emergency broadcast system.
No, test. No, it's not. All right, Rose, let's hear about this test that you want to have your boyfriend take, so to speak.
Yes. So I'm kind of calling it a no sextuary.
Okay.
And I want to test my boyfriend to see if he really loved me and just, you know, isn't into me for the sex.
Okay.
Okay.
How long have you been together, this boyfriend?
We've been together for a little over 6 months. Yeah, and I sometimes feel like he loves it more than he loves me. Like, whenever we are together, it's like, you know.
Well, you know, in his defense.
Oh, God.
Well, look, it's been only 6 months. He's an excitable boy. That's all?
Okay, all right.
I mean, that could be it.
Just don't listen to him. Okay. Go ahead.
I mean, like, so is this crazy? Like, is this a crazy test or a crazy thing to think? Like, I don't know. But, like, I was just thinking, like, you know how a lot of people do dry January? Like, where you don't drink for a month or whatever. Right. I was just thinking of making, a no-sex break from January 14th to Valentine's Day. You know, like, build it up. Because if all goes well, it'll be great, you know? Like, happy Valentine's Day to me.
Okay. I don't even know if I should ask this. But I think we have to.
Okay.
So, nothing, nada, like, you know, for a month? No huggy, no kissy?
A kiss is fine. Like, let's build that tension, I guess, to keep it alive. But, like, I don't know, focus more on that, like, emotional question or, you know, to see if we're even, like, good friends or, like, enjoy hanging otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, get your meaty hands off me.
Wow. Okay, so, you know, it's all seriousness now. Yeah. You called. So I think you got some concerns here. It's about something I assume has been bothering you, that you feel it's just a physical attraction sometimes with him, and you want to put him to the test, right?
Exactly. And, like, I could see something long-term with him. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's kind of, like, the bigger question. It's like, is he in this for the long-term, like, you know, maybe a family someday and things like that. And or is this just, so we're still young and we're doing this.
So you haven't asked him yet is what you're saying.
She's waiting on her advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to hear what the audience has to say about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a really good morning court,
I think,
Rose.
You know where I stand.
And I think you know where Brian and I are. So that's fine.
So
but
let's leave it to the listeners, shall we?
You have to pick the longest month there, Rose.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Rose, it's great. And I love that you called us because we've never had anything like this before. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what the audience thinks, both male and female perspective. You'll get it all today. Okay.
Well, okay. Interesting, I think, is a great word for it.
Okay.
You stay tuned, Rose. 888-410-1057. Should Rose put her boyfriend to the ultimate test or not? All right, Rose.
Thank you.
Okay. That's different. So what do you think? 888-410-1057. She hasn't proposed this to the boyfriend. Yet.
So she's waiting on us.
Waiting on us.
It'll be a fun date tonight.
So, babe.
To weigh in. Should she put her boyfriend to the test to see if it's all just a physical thing, right, or not?
Yeah, 1 month from today.
That's it. Starting, it would start tonight. So. Mm-hmm.
Or stop.
Stops tonight. Yeah, well, that's the cold hard truth.
Get out of gym class. You know, pass.
You're not helping. All right, his case. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It's 7:50. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And Rose called today. She wants to put her boyfriend of, 6 months or so up to the test to see, is it just a physical attraction or is it deeper? So she's been kind of thinking about, what if I just say, we're not going to do anything until Valentine's Day.
She's got a head for love, but a bod for sin. Oh. And she wants to make sure that he loves her for the right reasons.
Gee, that's pretty good.
The back of a novel?
Yeah. No, it's from Working Girl.
Oh, okay. Fell right off the tongue. Well, well. All right, we're going to start with Jane. Good morning, Jane. What do you think about Rose's test?
I think she's crazy.
Why?
She's going to have a test. Like, she's going to have a test for everything. She's going to have a test for where they're going to go out to dinner. She's going to have a test for what kind of diamond do I want. I feel bad for the guy. I think she should just move on if she has to test her boyfriend.
All right, let's ask you this, Jane. What if she's just feeling maybe it's just more physical and then, you know, she's insecure about that. What should she do about it?
She should just go with it.
Just go with it.
Sit back, relax.
Enjoy the flight.
Yeah. Okay.
If they're compatible in bed, then maybe they're going to be compatible for the rest of their life. But you shouldn't test the guy.
I like that,
Jane. But what if he's always pawing at her and stuff? And it's like, just that's like, all he wants.
I like Jane's test better. Yeah.
Maybe that's all Rose wants. But obviously, that's not what Rose wants.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. She's insecure about it. But thank you, Jane. That's a good point. Let's say hi to Laura. Laura, do you think she should put him to the test?
No. I think if she's worried about it, she should have a conversation. If they can communicate, then that's a good sign. And if it has to be a test and he has to jump through hoops, then it's not going to work.
Yeah, she's one. I think what she's thinking is, okay, you could say it's not, but show me it's not about the physical.
Right.
I think that's what she's doing here.
It's like when a teacher gives a test. And it's like an essay.
But if they can't communicate and they can't fix problems, then it doesn't work.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's basic, right?
That's a basic truth of a relationship.
She's young. She'll learn. Okay, thank you, Laura. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. All right, Rick, speaking of tests, Rick, you've got something you want to throw in?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if I was her, I'd wait till at least after Valentine's Day.
Why?
And hopefully she might get a gift out of it. If, you know, she does.
She sure will.
See you later. The other question I had was, is this going to be a written or an oral test? Did they say?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay, I got to run.
You got to run, Rick.
I can't.
Right. It's almost time for 8 o'clock mass.
How do you...
Jeez, Rick.
How do you study?
I'm surprised you two yahoos didn't come up with that one.
Because we're too classy. We're too classy, right, Nancy?
Oh, my God.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Or good, Nancy. Oh, boy. Bring this back for poor Rose. What advice do you have for Rose today?
Well, you just have to wonder. I mean, if she cares for him as much as it seems, why would she want to stop the intimacy for a month? This day and age, women and men enjoy sex equally. Okay. Is there something that she's not enjoying, or maybe she's not as good at it as she thinks?
Wow. Jesus. but maybe it's like constant. Like, she can't walk in a room without like, oh God, really again?
It is 6 months. I mean,
well,
it's,
maybe.
Listen, we all know.
It's not a long time.
Well, no, but I'm saying the relationship is still new and he's just, you know, that's all.
We're all over each other.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it is. So maybe.
Glad I kept a diary. I'm kidding.
Nancy says no test, right, Nancy?
All right. Okay. Gotcha.
All right. There you go.
Goodness. No test.
All right.
Have a good day.
I don't even know how you study for that test. That's my problem.
I know you don't.
All right. Bye, Nancy. All right. 888-410.
Bob's looking at other people's papers.
More. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, BF and Brian.
Hey, good morning. We spoke with Rose about 45 minutes ago. She called because she's got this idea that her boyfriend of 6 months is just in it for physical reasons, shall we say. Okay? So she's got her doubts that is he, you know, all in or is he just here for the, you know, the fun? so to speak.
Is she a booty call or the real deal?
Thank you for putting it that way.
Thank you so much, because I'm so, a lady.
Yes, every bit of you. So, Amy is on the phone. So, anyway, before Amy goes, we just say that if you missed it, Rose wants to have a no sexuary, which means...
Oh.
Yeah, nothing until Valentine's Day starting tonight.
Rose might actually get back on the line here with us.
After she hears the calls?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so tonight she might put her boyfriend to the test for 30 days and 30 nights with no delights. Start with Amy.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay.
I say she should not do it.
Not do the
not
test.
Not do it. Why?
Well, because I left my house pretty upset this morning because my boyfriend doesn't sleep with me enough. So I think she should appreciate what she has.
Well.
Oh, I want to pull that thread.
Apparently someone isn't pulling the thread.
Really? So, yeah, you had an argument this morning about that?
Well, I left for work, and he was passing by me. He touches my hip. Like, they don't touch me. It's been, like, a couple months. I need to go to work right now. He just, it wasn't really an argument. It just...
Oh,
just
well, maybe check. Like that's a little signal to tonight that
just a hip check. That's mm-hmm. all that was.
Months. Okay.
Amy,
all right.
Amy.
Good.
Well, best of luck. If yes. you want to call us next week for morning court, we'd be
tonight's
delighted.
Your night.
We'll take your case.
Okay. All right. Bye,
Amy. That's fun. All right, Jamie. What is your take on Rose's test?
Well, Bob, this is a very healthy test because obviously, if she called in, she's thinking, is this long-term or short-term, yeah. like she explained.
Yeah.
And that test would be a great test for her to find out, because if he does the test and then Valentine's Day comes, you know, plan a beautiful Valentine's night, let the magic happen,
mm-hmm.
that will show her answer. This could be a long-term relationship.
So you say go for it.
Worthwhile.
I say go for it because back in the day, courting, that's what it was.
Courting.
Back in the
day. It was courting.
I mean, you know.
I think what she's concerned with, Jamie, yeah, you're right, is that, you know, it's just a physical thing. That's a valid question for somebody to ask, don't you
think?
Right.
You just want me for my body.
That's it,
I've said that so many times to people.
Well, that's,
problem is
I
you
agree,
never do the test.
Most of your short-term relationships is based on that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so all. She's, all right, he says go for it.
I see why she's going for it.
Long-term relationship is a commitment, and if he can't commit to that, what can he commit to?
All right, Jamie.
All right, thank you.
Jamie's looking at it from her point of view. I appreciate that. Hey, it could be worse.
It could.
She could say till summer, you know.
Oh, right. True.
No.
Look at you, Bob. Right side,
right,
Bob.
See? Good voice, right, Jamie?
You guys are hilarious. I've been listening to you for so many years. I appreciate your show. It's very nice.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you being there, and we mean that with all sincerity. Okay? Have a great weekend.
Right, thank you too.
Thanks, Jamie. Bye-bye.
You too.
Hi, Jen. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. You calling for Rose?
Hi. Yeah, I am. Okay, Rose, first of all, don't punish yourself by giving up sex. And second of all, it's only been 6 months, and you are going to scare the crap out of this guy. Guys go much slower than girls, and if you start bringing up kids and everything else, he is going to run for the hills, and you'll never know if he really did start to care about you or love you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll think it was about the sex.
Right.
Right.
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah,
yes,
well,
that makes sense. Like, she's going too fast emotionally, and he... Right.
Men.
And she's thinking maybe it's just the body, but it's actually the baby talk.
What?
She might be turning him off with the whole, like, I see a future with you sort of thing.
Oh, right,
you know what I mean? Like, she wants to make sure.
Yeah, it's too soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you say no test, right?
No test.
Okay, that's the kind of school I like right there. No
Montessori
test.
Montessori Bob over there.
That's right. That's a charter school.
Thank you.
Have a
great
good one.
Weekend, Bob.
You too.
Brian, I believe we have Rose back on the phone with us.
Okay. We're back.
All right, Rose. Well, you've heard the phone calls today regarding the ultimate test for your boyfriend. Okay.
I have.
So have you decided anything about whether or not you're going to put him to the test, so to speak?
Yes. I actually decided, after listening to everyone and all their opinions, that I don't really care what they have to say. And, like, I just have to go with my gut. And I have to do it.
Or not do it.
So you're going to not do it for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm just clarifying.
Yeah. Wow. Rose, Well, I wish your boyfriend luck. You, I think, will be fine.
I think it's good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank
Let's
you.
Just leave it at that.
Well, at least you'll have your answer because yes. I know that it, you know, it's been something that you've been concerned about, if it's just physical or not. And we'll see. Even if he, how about this? If he says, okay, I'll do it, does he get points for that, for trying? No, no points for that.
I think this is a point situation.
Yeah, no, you should get points for trying.
Okay.
All right, Rose.
No, there's no scoring.
No scoring. Bingo. Thank you, Brian. Rose, thanks for coming to Morning Court. We appreciate you calling us, okay?
Oh,
thank you so much. I'm such a big fan. I appreciate it.
Good luck to you and your boyfriend. Okay, bye, Rose.
Have a good Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Well, it's going to be... It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, sure is.
If he makes the test.
I know, or it's going to be a lonely one.
Oh, God. I think it's funny that she didn't care about any of the advice going the other way. She's going to do it.
Yeah, it's like how you probably feel all the time with three daughters.
you mean they don't
listen to dear old dad?
That's right. Absolutely right. Yeah.
Like, morning court is not binding.
Well, good luck, Rose, I suppose. I hope that works out the way you you want it to.
I wish I knew where they were going tonight.
Just to see.
You won't believe the conversation I heard at dinner. Have you heard of Rose Sectuary?
Oh, God. All right, we're on to football. We're on to Buffalo. That's enough. So up next, Zolak is going to be stopping by before he shuffles off to Buffalo. Give us his thoughts on tomorrow night's big game, okay?
All right.
That's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.